Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. Well, there are organizations whose aim is to provide assistance to young black males, many of them. One of those, based in Prince George's County, is My Brother's Keeper. Tonight, we zero in on their initiatives and how they have served young black men in the DMV and how the organization might assist your son, your brother, or your young male family member or friend. Our guest tonight, Robert Johnson, is the executive director of My Brother's Keeper of Prince George's County. Justin Harrison, program director for My Brother's Birdies Charity Golf Classic. And Devon Goodwin, youth mentor, a youth mentor with My Brother's Keeper. The phone lines are open. We'd like to hear from you. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. No more important topic than tonight. Your questions, your comments are welcome. Robert Johnson, you are the executive director of My Brother's Keeper of Prince George's County. For those who don't know a lot about the organization, tell us about the organization and its aim.
Right. Thank you for having us on this evening. So My Brother's Keeper was created under the Obama administration. And what he wanted to do was to form organizations in different cities and municipalities that would create opportunities for young men of color to be successful and to have opportunities to go to college or be successful in careers. What we did in Prince George's County is we took it a step further. We looked at some of the challenges in our community and in the county and said, well, how can we shape My Brother's Keeper to address some of those issues? So we created a network of services. And what we wanted to do was to make certain that if a young man was being referred to My Brother's Keeper, they would have access to college and career readiness programs, mentoring programs, mental health programs, job creation and workforce development opportunities. We want to work with the community to reduce gang violence and then also work with some of our young individuals as they're coming reentering society. They may be coming back from the prison system. So we wanted to create a full support service and network of organizations that can service young men, that can give them the best opportunity to go to college or be successful in a career. And at the end of the day, we want to remove all challenges and obstacles so that they can have an opportunity.
And Robert, just by your position, you are a mentor. You got a little flecks of gray there in your beard and in your hair, so I know you're just a little bit older than Devon, I'm just assuming, right?
A little more distinguished.
Okay, I like that. And you got a nice jacket on today. I've already told you that. And you too, Devon. Devon Goodwin, you're a student at Bowie State University, right?
Yes, I am.
And you're also serving as a mentor.
Yes.
And My Brother's Keeper. Talk a little bit about your role and what you see in being a mentor in the organization and how important that is for you.
Being a mentor in the organization is very important. It's one of those many things that can help guide a young individual's life to being where it should be, to put them onto the trail of academic success or moral success or professional development. A lot of individuals don't go to college. I'm fortunate enough to go to college. Meeting Mr. Johnson and having him be my mentor allows him to pour onto me as a mentor so I can pour onto others. The importance of this is I pursue to get my Juris Doctorate, professional degree, become an attorney. A lot of individuals don't make it to college. As me being a mentor, I choose to try to encourage individuals who are younger than me, have a lot more potential than I did when I was their age, or have less potential than when I was their age, to pursue professional degrees.
There's a lot on a college student off the jump, right? And I mean, I'm a college instructor, right? So I know you all that walk into class and all that you're dealing with. Were you hesitant of taking that role on? And it's okay to say that you were. It doesn't make it any less.
I wasn't hesitant to take this role on because I'm a resident assistant at my school.
Hmm.
I do this in different facets. I live with my residents, I help guide them, but this helped me not just guide my residents, but actually help guide individuals from lower income communities or communities that are dangerous and help explain to them that violence isn't always a key. It is cool to go to school. It is cool to go pursue a professional degree. Yeah, it'll take some time, but it is what's cool.
Justin Harrison, that little ding that we heard was your cue that I'm coming to you, right? You're the program director, producer, whatever title you want to give it for My Brother's Birdies Charity Golf classic, right?
Yes, sir.
And we talk about Tiger Woods and how 20 years ago he was going to change things and he was going to open up that sport to African Americans. But here we have now a tournament, right, that is geared towards raising funds, mm-hmm. helping young black males. And though maybe golf hasn't taken off professionally like we thought it would with other players, using golf, right, to raise funds, to bring awareness to this organization. Talk a little bit about that, the challenge of it, and what you hope to see from the tournament.
Yeah, definitely. So my vision for this event came about because I'm an avid golfer, a former college basketball player who's now in that stage where they, yeah. you know, can't play 3 days a week.
Take the pressure off the joints.
Exactly, exactly. So, you know, golf is my vehicle to get my competitive drive out. And, you know, looking back on my life, I'm nothing but a byproduct of the mentors that are in my life who've opened up doors for me, who provided me with exposure opportunities that allowed me to have the career I've had to today. And, you know, wanted to be able to find a way to combine all these aspects of giving back to a very worthy cause. I was fortunate enough to play basketball with the Obama back when he was in office.
Nice.
So I got to know a little bit more about what the, you know, foundation was doing and the work they were doing with My Brother's Keeper. And so, you know, this vision of combining people in politics, business people, you know, athletes in the area to really get around this mentorship initiative that My Brother's Keeper has was a vision. So reached out to Robert mm-hmm. and the national organization at My Brother's Keeper, and we, you know, found a way to make it work, and we're putting together the first event on Monday, July 1st at TPC Avenue, which is actually where Tiger Woods had his golf tournament.
Great course.
Yeah, where Tiger Woods had his golf tournament for many, many years. And so, you know, diversity inclusion is a big part of where the game of golf is trying to go. And really, we want to use this as a vehicle to bring up the next generation of men to, you know, to play golf and to provide those mentors opportunities for the kids in the programs.
Great. So tying in golf. So it's no accident that it's a golf tournament, not a bowling tournament, not a basketball tournament, but specifically golf and what that means and says, Robert.
Not an accident at all. I mean, if you think about the game of golf, right, it's an individual sport. Right, you're out there by yourself, and you have hazards to the left, to the right. And you have to know how to play the course. Your support system is the club and the ball, right? Those are the only thing, and your caddy, right? So it's just like in life, our young people, when they wake up, they are going to face challenges and obstacles as they leave their home. How do they deal with that mentally? How do they face those challenges and obstacles? And what are going to be the support systems that are going to help them overcome those daily challenges, right? So in the game of golf, you know, you're playing it one hole at a time, one hole at a time. So now they need to attack every challenge or obstacle one at a time, but reach into that bag, find the right club. That means reaching back to that support system, right? Finding the right support system to help them overcome that challenge and then move over to the next. Don't let one thing carry into the next. So don't let one bad thing ruin your day, right? And we want to instill hope with our young people. And that's what Devon does well. You know, he's a little modest right now, but he does a great job on campus, just working with students on campus. He, you know, he's sincere about the work. And at some point, he'll tell you what he wants to do when he finishes, you know, finishes his degree, what he wants to go back into his community and the service that he wants to do is sincere and it's honest. But with MBK, you know, it's again, just getting the entire community to understand that we can't go at this alone. We need to, number one, as organizations, nonprofit organizations, businesses, and everyone else, form a collaborative network and really wrap our arms around our young men of color and help them through some of these challenges that they're facing.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our conversation tonight, organizations that are helping young black males, specifically here in the DMV. And our specific focus tonight is on My Brother's Keeper. Robert, I want to go back to you real quick. You and Justin mentioned President Obama, right? Mm-hmm. And I was watching a video where he was talking about, I think it was at a My Brother's Keeper's event, maybe a kickoff event. And he was talking about, hey, look, I was a kid who didn't have a father who was around. A lot of times I felt lost. I felt like I didn't have any direction. How powerful is that to have the nation's first black president talk about being a young black man needing direction and seeing the positive nature of what My Brother's Keeper is doing?
Well, the positive image of that was you saw an individual that made it, right? Mm-hmm. So he talked about the challenges that came along with that as well, but he also had a strong family that supported him. And he had, within that family structure, they had goals, right? So unfortunately, we have too many young men that are in this situation, and the support system isn't there, right? Not saying that the family doesn't care, but the family may have other priorities at that time. Oftentimes, a person, the support system may not be there because they're working too often, right? And then you just have so many different things in the neighborhood that are pulling individuals in different directions before they realize their potential, right? And that's what we want to do. We want to intervene early. So MBK and Prince George's County, we're talking about going into the elementary schools and then working with the young people all the way through college, right? So at Bowie State, when we launch this at Bowie State, it will be the first My Brother's Keeper at a university. And what will happen there is we'll have mentors. We want to create a college to career path, right? So individuals will come and mentor our young people on campus, right? Show them how to navigate moving from college to a career. And then our young people on campus, the only thing that they have to do besides receiving information from those individuals is to give back. And then now they mentor high school and or middle school students.
Devon, I used to cover sports for a living full time, right?
Right.
And one of the things that I always often saw was for the great players, right, those who had ascended, once their career was over and then they became coaches, it seemed much difficult for them to coach players, to connect to those players who didn't quite have the skills that they had, right?
Right.
And you talked about being a young black male in college, striving, looking to become a lawyer.
Right.
But yet now you have to connect to some of these folks who are a little younger than you, who may look at you and go, but do you really understand my experience? Have you had that experience? Have you had to deal with that? And are you mindful of that?
I've had those experiences. Those experiences, when they do occur, they are challenging. Whenever a challenge does present itself, I do face it the best way I possibly can.
But being, how old are you, by the way?
I'm 20 years old.
You're 20, so you're still very young, but not necessarily, not that you're not wise. So how do you, what do you say, and what's been said to you, if you can share, sometimes it's been a little bit of a challenge?
I'll make the connection that I possibly, the best connection I possibly can. That connection would be me sharing a personal story about my life, me growing up, moving around a lot, or whatever their issues or things that have gone on in their life. I try to make the best connection possible. I like to connect with the people I do attempt to mentor, and I like to make sure that everybody is on a path of ascension.
Yeah.
If everybody around me can rise, I feel as though I have risen.
Justin Harrison, Justin, you mentioned that you were a former basketball player.
Yes, sir.
College?
Yes, sir.
And where'd you go to college?
Gettysburg College.
Okay, not that we're grading you, we just kind of wanted to know where you went to college.
Yeah.
How do you see athletics? What role does that play in connecting to these young people and mentoring to young folks and showing them what they can be and how maybe they can use athletics to get to where they want to go?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I mean, playing sports, you know, teaches you a lot of positive things about life. Teamwork, you know, perseverance, moving towards a goal. All those things are very important, you know, when you move outside of the court or the field and you start moving to the game of life. One of the things we always talk about, the network that you build from the teams that you play in from the time that you're young till, you know, when you're playing rec basketball or playing on a golf course or what have you, those networks become those support systems that allow you to, you know, have those mentorships that you need in life.
Before we go over to the other side, SiriusXM, Robert, I wanted to ask you, summer months are coming,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these young males are going to be out there looking for stuff to do. How do you keep them out of trouble? How do you keep them focused and directed in the right way?
Yeah, the most important thing that should have taken place already is that their community needed to find summer youth employment programs. Summer youth employment programs and or camps for the young people to occupy their time, right, and to build skills, right? Just free time in the summer, it is an opportunity for deviant behavior to expose itself, right? So I would say for youngsters, we need to find a way to engage them in positive activities, no matter what it is. If it's just something in your neighborhood, on your block, engage a young person. I tell people all the time, adopt a friend, right? So if you have a son, if they have a friend, you adopt that young man for the summer, right? And take him everywhere that you go. Do as many things as you possibly can do. And that family needs to do the same thing with yours, right? We need to make certain that we connect with everybody that touches our children. And you need to, and you're the parent. You're a surrogate parent to that individual.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Our focus tonight, offering a helping hand to young black males in the DMV. My Brother's Keeper is doing that. And we've got guests in studio tonight to help guide us in this conversation. The phone lines are still open. 202-319-7810. If you're on the phone line, stay right there. We will get to you. The Daily Drum will continue, though, on SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. The original Quiet Storm is next on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us, 202-319-7810. We'll see you on the other side on SiriusXM Channel 141. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HUR Voices, SiriusXM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant, in for Harold Fisher. This is the Insight segment. Tonight, a very, very important conversation. We're talking about offering a helping hand, a little lifting up, a little support for the young black males in the DMV. Many organizations are out there doing that. Tonight, we are focusing on My Brother's Keeper. It is an organization that former President Barack Obama is involved in, and it is surely an organization that our three guests in studio tonight are very involved with. Robert Johnson is the executive director with My Brother's Keeper of Prince George's County. Justin Harrison is the program director of My Brother's Birdie Charity Golf Classic that will be taking place in the first week of July. And did I get that?
July
1st. Yeah, that's the first week, the first day of July. And Devon Goodwin, he's a youth mentor with My Brother's Keeper in Prince George's County. Again, the phone lines are open, 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Let's go back to those phone lines right now with a call coming in with Kwamir calling. Go right ahead.
Hey, how you doing? My name is Kwamir Trace.
Yeah, how are you?
Can you hear me?
Yes, I can. Go right ahead with your question or your comment.
One of my questions, or really comment, was I just wanted to shout out Robert Johnson, the executive director for My Brother's Keeper, someone that has engaged me as a My Brother's Keeper member all throughout the process while I was at school at Howard University, finishing up my four-year bachelor's. And even when I transitioned back to my community to serve and teach, he engaged me on several of his platforms for young leaders and got me involved, man. It kept my gears going in terms of, like, going in the right direction, thinking about the right thing, and really trying to figure out how I can start an MBK Philly here back in my home state or home city. So I appreciate him, and I wanted to just, you know, make this comment and make this a shout-out for him.
Well, thank you so much. Robert, yeah. You want to sort of...
Kwame, you know I appreciate that, and you know how much I care about you. But Kwame is also, he was one of President Obama's mentees. So not, he was one of the first mentees for the president. And he has a phenomenal story to share out of Philadelphia. He transferred and came down to Howard University, graduated from there. Could have done anything at a point in his life. And he wanted to go back and serve his community, went into teaching, right? And now he wants to expand on that and then now start an MBK in Philly. So this young man is full of potential. You know, I saw it the very first day that I met him, and he is going to do something great. You know, he's doing some great things right now, but this is not it for him. You know, and Kwame, I definitely appreciate you calling in, and we'll connect.
Thank you, bro.
Thank you so much.
Enjoy the conversation.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you for your call, and best of luck with all your efforts, especially starting that new chapter up in Philly. I was just talking about Philadelphia today. Mm-hmm. I said I took a train up there about a month ago, and I said, man, I just, not even so much about Philly, just taking the train.
Right.
Didn't have to drive anywhere, just being on the train. But Justin Harrison, I digress a bit. Part of what you're doing, I would think, and you tell me if I'm wrong, is you're trying to bring businesses together, the community together, nonprofits together, all to bring awareness of what My Brother's Keeper is doing. How do you get all of that mixed in together and sort of get it in one mosh and be moving in the same direction, right, in the goals of My Brother's Keeper? Is that difficult to do?
Yes.
I'm glad you're honest.
Especially when, when you're putting an event that, I really want to make sure we raise money for these programs. Mm-hmm. And, with Robert, with MPK, PG County, and we have the Montgomery County chapter in the D.C. as well, mm-hmm. I really want to make this that the local programs are be really the beneficiaries of this. And so, we've been very successful so far. We have Lexus as our presenting sponsor for the event. We have the David Blair Foundation, Mati Energy Drink. We have some other prospective sponsors that hopefully will come on board in the next couple of weeks. But it is, making sure that you bring the business community to financially support the event, and then also bringing the political people that could actually be involved in policy making that would benefit these programs, and then bringing the golfers who have awareness and can bring their own networks to the event as well. So it's a dance, but as my background, I used to produce wine and music festivals, and I'm the head of business development at City Winery. So I've developed
that's
the skills.
That's your thing.
Yeah, my thing is of juggling the balls in the air at the same time. Yeah.
Devon, tell me a little bit about what is it that you think the young males your age, right, and even younger, what is it that they need today, young black males, in your opinion? And I know that's a broad, question, but if there is sort of something that comes to you that generally hits you, what would that be in terms of a need?
A need would be guidance to make a plan.
Hmm.
As soon as you make a plan, I understand things deviate from said plan, but if you have a plan, a hard work ethic, dedication, and a support system like MBK, with mentors and other individuals supporting you who are your brothers, I'm pretty sure you can be successful in life.
Has that been difficult for you to kind of sort of zero in and get younger folks to, or those your age or maybe a little younger, to think about that? Because when you're young, it's hard to plan. You're just, it's tomorrow and then the next day. But further down the road, it might be a difficult thing to do.
It is a difficult thing to do. I usually give the analogy that it's easy for paper to float in the wind, but it's hard for paper to just stay still.
Mm-hmm.
So why should a person be stagnant in their life and not plan for their future?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
As you talk about the two generations, so young people are young today. They feel disconnected, right? They feel as if they're hiding in plain sight. No one's really paying attention to them unless they're doing something deviant.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And they also oftentimes say, we don't understand what they're going through. We don't understand the things that are happening today. The generation before my generation, right, we feel a level of disrespect. So it's disconnect with the youth, and it's disrespect with our elders, right? And we're saying, hey, you guys don't have your values aren't there. Your morals are different. You're not wearing it. We take it to something simplistic as pulling your pants up. Right.
But is that simplistic, Robert?
I could
give
start.
My age here,
So
because I would be pull your pants up now. I really would. I got to be real here, you know.
But what both groups have to do is listen,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
To really say, okay, young man, what are some of the challenges that you're going through, and then how can I help you get through this? How can I help you navigate that path?
Let me ask you this, though, about the pants thing, and really I'm only going to use it as an analogy, right? And I've got a 14-year-old son. But if I am a mentor, right, and I am a parent, but let's just say I'm a mentor, and I'm dealing with a young man who comes in the style, which I thought would have gone out by now, but it's still, pants are halfway down, they're behind, and I say, if you want to get a certain job or you're applying for this job, here is how you may have to comport yourself. Here is how you may have to be dressed. And that young man says, well, you're trying to change me. This is my culture. This is what we do. I'm younger than you. You might have had your pants up to your waist, and we don't do that. Right? And so as we're trying to connect with them, what is the blueprint for dealing with something like that?
It changes. It varies from situation to situation. What I will say is try not to challenge the individual.
Hmm.
Now, that was your son, an example with your son. But what you did, you didn't give him any options,
mm-hmm.
right? So what I would have done, and I do it all day on campus, also work at Boise State, right? I'll go up to a young person all the time, say, you know what? You're better than that. Mm-hmm. And they're like, what are you talking about? I'm like, come on, man, get your pants up.
Mm-hmm.
Right? So they say, okay, I gave them something positive. I'm like, mm-hmm. you're better than that. I know you're better than that. We're on a college campus. We're doing something different here.
Okay.
Right? And then now they'll look at me and say, okay, you know what? You're right. I didn't box them into a corner.
Mm-hmm.
Right? I didn't challenge them at all. Right? But then sometimes as you get them one-on-one or in a group, you say, okay, you know what? This is how society views that behavior. And this is what you can do to change that one perception of you, whether real or not. It's a perception, right? And with that perception comes some other things, right? So now we need to get them to see why we're asking them to do that. And say, you know what? You need to trust me,
mm-hmm.
right? Trust my judgment on this. I'm here with you. I've gone through this, and I need you to trust my judgment. And that comes through, again, we need to make certain we break that barrier down, that communication barrier of that disconnect and that disrespect. At the same time, you know, so it's really giving that young person an option, man.
Robert, you work at Bowie State University, college educated.
Yes.
College educated, Navon, Gettysburg College University.
Gettysburg College and Babson MBA.
All right, okay. Yeah. So all college educated men here. Is My Brother's Keeper useful to those young men, besides Navon, right, who are in college, not as mentors, but do they need My Brother's Keeper, or is it an organization that's really geared towards those underprivileged young men? Let me ask Justin that.
Look, I was going to, exposure is the biggest, in my opinion, having exposure mm-hmm. is a thing that allows people to see beyond their current limitations that may exist, right? And so programs like MBK and, you know, the value of having mentorships, so these are people like Robert can say that can show you that there's an alternative way. If you don't believe that that doesn't exist out there, then you don't know any better, right? But once you go outside and you say, okay, there's a whole new world, this is something that now you can strive for. So I definitely think that, you know, the work that with Robert and the other MBK programs do in terms of providing those resources and those exposure opportunities are definitely advantageous to whether you're college educated or, you know, you're still trying to find your way.
And Robert, I heard one on the video, it said, you don't have to be Superman, just be there,
mm-hmm.
right? And talking about mentors, what does a mentor, besides those who are here, is there a prototypical mentor for My Brother's Keeper? Does he or she look a certain way, and does it just have to be a he?
No, it does not have to be a he. As a matter of fact, you know, we encourage women to sign up to be mentors as well, because young males need to hear from both perspectives,
mm-hmm.
right? And oftentimes, and our young ladies need to hear from both perspectives as well. Mm-hmm. But you know, if you're talking about the question, I'll follow up on the question that Justin just answered. MBK can serve a college population, and it's built for that as well. I mentioned that we need to now continue the path of college students, create a career path, a true career path for them. Individuals that are in hiring positions, decision-making positions, they need to be the mentors to our young people on a college campus. They need to teach them how to navigate the one-on-one interview, the panel interview, to do a true job search, you know, the soft skills that you need to have. They need to be able to allow those individuals to have externship experiences and internships experiences at their companies or their corporations. So now that they can see the next step, our college graduates, they graduated at 22, 23 years old, they're still afraid. Right. They mm-hmm. haven't had the work experience. They don't know what Monday is after graduation, because they've had that Monday has been going to class every day. Mm-hmm. Now this is the first time that they're out on their own. Right. So mentors are extremely important to have at a college environment as well, because they need to know what that next chapter of their life is going to be.
202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. Our focus tonight is helping young males in the DMV, and My Brother's Keeper is doing just that. Our guests tonight are helping us along with this conversation. Navon, a Goodwin youth mentor with My Brother's Keeper in Prince George's County, a student at Bowie State University. Navon, when you think of a mentor, and you had mentioned that Robert has mentored you, right?
Right.
Were you ready for a mentor when he came into your space, or did you have to get ready for it?
The way I met Mr. Johnson wasn't a typical meeting of a mentee and a mentor. He grew to be my mentor. He grew to show me opportunities for me to grow.
How did that happen? Did you all just, I mean, you were on the campus, you saw him, he saw you, he said, hey, young man, come over here, pull your pants up, let me tell you about how I can be a man. Well, he wouldn't have said that, he would have said, you're better than that, right?
There you go. I wear my pants, I'm always,
all right.
My parents raised.
I like that, there you go. Okay.
So, it was actually, since I'm a resident assistant, we were sent to do a focus group discussion. Since we were part of the focus group discussion, he liked how I articulated myself, how I carried myself and my ideas that I had. He told me to come back and gave me ample opportunity to grow as an individual, not just as a student, but as an individual. Took me to a job fair at the DIA. A lot of people at my university don't know what the DIA is, Defense Intelligence Agency.
Mm-hmm.
They're offering us internships and things of that nature. He helped me as a mentor to progress myself as a student, as an individual, and continues to help me progress because I also mentor other individuals.
And you mentioned your parents.
Right.
What are their thoughts on your involvement in the program? Were they all for it? Did you have to go to them? Did you have to introduce Mr. Johnson to them? Where'd your parents fall in all of this?
My parents fell in the development of the morals that I have. I never went to them. They're just finding out that I do this.
Are they just hearing you? They know you're on the radio tonight.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, I hope they do. Okay. They do. So they're just hearing about this. This is me telling them I'm a mentor and that I appreciate them doing their best to raise me. And them raising me helps me pour onto others.
What's been their reaction to your involvement?
I'll find out after this radio show.
All right, we've got more radio show to go here. We're talking about My Brother's Keeper. We're talking about helping hands, helping those young males in need and those who just also want to help others. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810. The phone lines are still open. This is the Insight segment. We will be right back after this quick break. Welcome back to The Daily Drum on HRR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. We have a stellar list of guests tonight. All three are involved with My Brother's Keeper. It is an organization that aims to help young black males, mentoring in all avenues in which we're talking about education, we're talking about social, anything that is needed. My Brother's Keeper is trying to do, especially in Prince George's County, which all three are involved with on our panel tonight. Robert Johnson is Executive Director with My Brother's Keeper of Prince George's County. Justin Harrison is the Program Director for My Brother's Birdie Charity Golf Classic. And Yvonne Goodwin is a Youth Mentor with My Brother's Keeper in Prince George's County. Robert Johnson, talk a little bit about, I said in our open, you know, we're going to be talking about offering a helping hand for young black males in the DMV. And so that covers a lot. We're talking about Virginia, Maryland, D.C., but specifically D.C., Maryland, D.C., Montgomery County, and Prince George's County. Talk about trying to link up those areas and having them work symbiotically to accomplish what you need to be accomplished.
We talked earlier about the importance of collaboration. Right, not only collaboration within our network, but then to also collaborate with other communities in other counties. So it's extremely important for DC's chapter of MBK and Montgomery County's chapter of My Brother's Keeper to really, you know, formulate a think tank and say, you know, how can we identify, you know, maybe a top three challenges that our young people are going to that we share in common between the three, and then attack those together strategically. You know, find the financial resources behind that, the human capital behind that, the support from our local leaders. So then everyone clearly understands whether a young man is in Montgomery County, Prince George's County, or the District of Columbia, you know what, there's going to be a support network there for them. And as those families move, the support systems are still going to be there. Oftentimes, we fumble the handoff because we don't have a support system waiting for a student when they leave, or a young person when they leave the county or when they leave the district. And that also happens in the school systems. We'll have something, a support system ready for them in elementary school, and there's nothing to receive them in middle school. So we need to make certain that we perfect the handoff. And with these three areas, D.C., Montgomery County, and Prince George's County, we can make certain that there's a continuum of services for our young people. And that's the three MBKs getting together, but then also the communities behind them understanding and supporting each one as well.
And are they distinctively different, or do they have more in common?
More in common than you think, right? Mm-hmm. Oftentimes, if you say Montgomery County and Prince George's County, nationally, people think Montgomery County is extremely wealthy.
Right.
They have pockets of wealth, mm-hmm. right? You say Prince George's County, people think, oh, the most affluent African-American county in the country, right? Mm-hmm. But we have pockets of wealth, but then extreme poverty in some areas as right. well. But then also a plethora of challenges. So people don't see that, but the community knows that those problems and challenges are there. And we can't solve them all at one time. But what we can do is say, hey, you know what, in year one, let's take these two between the three, right? And then let's make certain that the three can support each other. And that's youth employment programs. It's community mentoring, right? Shared mentoring, shared programs, college access programs, you know, having a true reentry program for anyone that comes back to society, right? Connecting our fathers with our young boys. There's a gentleman named Frank Malone, 100 Fathers Incorporated. He's doing a phenomenal job in D.C., mm-hmm. but he also does some work in Prince George's County as well. But we need to make sure that people understand what that program is at Ballou High School, right? But we need to make sure that people understand their support networks all over the place, but then they need to move the pride, right? And then again say, you know what? It's not about me. It's about these young people, right? So you'll see at the bottom of my card, it says, I am my people, I am nothing without them, right? So, and that's what I truly believe, you know. My success is their success, right? I can't sit back and watch the next generation fail and know that I could have had some positive impact on that, right? And that's what MBK is all about at the end of the day.
Justin, I had mentioned to Devon, I said, you're a college student, you already got a lot that you're pulling and you know, college is mostly success is time management, right? How you manage your time. And so you've got all these things on your plate. You're working full time and you're working with this the golf charity program. Why do you do what you do with My Brother's Keeper?
So I'm 35. I'm putting that out there, right?
Okay.
You know, and I'm at that age where, you know, I'm old enough to see the next generation, mm-hmm. right? And I have cousins. You know, I've got family members, you know, in their 20s. And I know where I was when I was in my 20s, when I was 18 to 22. And, you know, I was raised by three great women in my life and didn't have my father in my life. But I had a network of men who helped provide me those resources and those they were mentors to me and gave me a playbook that allowed me to you know, course correct when I made mistakes or gave me some guidance of how to play the game, right? Mm-hmm. And so that's why this stuff is so important to me, you know? I mean, it really is about how do we pass down our legacies? And I see an opportunity, which is being from an entrepreneur as well, there's an opportunity to put together a premier golf event in the Washington, D.C. area that is out there to support young men and women of color. Like, that's the mission.
And Devon, how important do you feel it is to have more of a connection on a college campus for an organization like My Brother's Keeper?
The importance of having a connection on a college campus is the importance of history. If you look back, Martin Luther King walked with members of his time and marched.
Mm-hmm.
If I'm walking with somebody of my time and we march towards success, we don't have the same obstacles as them, of course. But we're marching towards success to create less of a generational gap, mm-hmm. to close generational gaps that have happened, to create generational wealth, to create generational education, to strive for professional degrees, to strive to go to professional schools.
So Devon already has all of that on his mind that you want mentors right. to have, Robert, right? But I'm sure you can always use more mentors, right? And do you recruit those mentors? How do you get more mentors? And especially, you know, we got to say this, African-American men, because, you know, if you're dealing with young black males, sort of that one-to-one seeing success, you know, that imagery yeah. is important.
Of course. So, I mean, I carry a business card with me all the time, and I actively recruit every day, right? Anyone I come into contact with, you know, I try to ask them, will they volunteer time,
mm-hmm.
right? But at right now, we're going to host a drive for mentors for our college, for Bowie State, right? We need individuals to help us that may have business opportunities, that may want to work with young people to let to guide them towards the next step in their lives, right? And that's, you know, working with these young men on campus, bringing them, exposing them to the world of business, helping them write business plans, supporting their ideas, right? But then also letting them know, you know, the next stage of your life is going to be just as difficult as this stage was, helping them transition, right? We talked about perfecting the handoff. So we want to make certain there's a great quarterback there that's going to hand the ball off, mm-hmm. right? And everybody can quarterback a little bit. When you get older, you can play quarterback, right? You don't have to throw as much. You just need to hand it off. Mm-hmm. So and we need more people that are going to hand off to them. But and this generation, you say, hey, you know what? There's someone there that I trust that looks like me, that has walked in my shoes, that understands my struggle, that understands, hey, you know what? Society's seeing me a little different. Why is that happening? I thought after I got this degree, you know, that may change people's views, but it hasn't. Mm-hmm. But now there's someone there to say, hey, you know what? Now you have to work twice as hard to prove yourself. You have the paper, but now you have to work twice as hard when you get out there to prove yourself. Don't get frustrated because you may not get the job that you initially applied for. Mm-hmm. You may not get the salary that you think that you're worth. But guess what? You can't quit on yourself, right? And then that's what they need at this time. Because it's easy to say, hey, you know what? I just invested 4 years of my life, and I'm leaving out here with debt, and I don't have a job. And then someone in the neighborhood has an opportunity to do some things. And that may swing the pendulum the wrong way, and we don't need that, right? Mm-hmm. So that's why we're doing a request. And so on July 18th at City Winery, we're doing a mentoring drive. And that'll happen on July 18th at 7 p.m. If people don't know what City Winery is, it used to be the Old Love nightclub, mm-hmm. right? So I'm pretty certain if people come there, they have some old stories, some love. Come there, share your stories, but then also sign up to be a mentor.
And is there a place that they can go in terms of social media to get the information, whether it's to sign up, whether it's to know where they go and the event where it's happening and taking place, other than you verbally saying it?
Sure. They can go to my little website at robert@mybrotherskeeperpgcounty.com. Again, that's robert@mybrotherskeeperpgcounty.com. And feel free to email me, and there's actually a sign-up page on there as well.
And Justin, a little bit more about the tournament that's coming up July 1st, where they can go, how they can register, how folks can volunteer, give donations.
Absolutely. You can go to mybrothersbirdies.com. You'll find all the information. The event is Monday, July 1st at TPC Avenel. You can find out information about registration, volunteerism, and everything.
And Devon, tell us again when we'll see you arguing a case in front of the Supreme Court. When is it again?
Hopefully
2025. All right. He is Devon Goodwin, youth mentor with My Brother's Keeper of Prince George's County. Justin Harrison, program director of My Brother's Birdie Charity Golf Classic, July 1st. Be there. And Robert Johnson, executive director with My Brother's Keeper of Prince George's County. Thank you all for joining us. A fantastic and important conversation. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
That's
you.
The
Thank
Daily Drum on HUR Voices, Sirius XM Channel 141 for this Thursday, May 30th. I'm Bramante Bryant in for Harold Fisher. The Connection is next. Have a great night.